Okay, Mr. Kelly, in closing up our interview, I'm going to ask you one last question. What do you think the world will be like years from now?
It would be very hard for me to say how things would be years from now. But considering the way things have changed in the last 50 years, we know that there will be a lot of different changes take place. Such as when I was young, there was only one radio in the community. My grandfather had it. On Saturday nights, it was very common for lots of people in the community to gather around on his front porch and in the living room and listen to the Grand Ole Opry and hear all the Opry stars and things. Then, when they had their fights, prize fights, the great fighters back then was Joe Louis and Billy Conn and Jersey Joe Walcott, and a lot of them fought the championship fights. Why, people would come in and gather around his house, come for miles just to hear the fight and see who won the fight. And it was very interesting to listen to them. And had someone told them back then that you could sit in your living room by this time and watch it on TV and see a fight in Miami or Las Vegas or New York or somewhere like that, why, they would have made him out a liar and laughed him to death, scorned him to death of laughing at him. But now, it's very common that everybody has radio, TV practically, and all of this is taken for granted, perhaps. But back then, there wasn't any TVs, and as I said, my grandfather had the only radio in our community. A little later, I had a cotton crop on hay with my father, and when I gathered my crop, I bought one of the first televisions that come to Cherokee County, Alabama. It was an Admiral set. Bought it in Center. And then we could watch television and a few programs, and you didn't get a lot of channels. I believe, if I remember correctly, my first old set got two channels, Channel 5 and Channel 2 out of Atlanta. And then before too long, about everybody around that could afford them began to get televisions. So things has changed. Televisions have changed things. Computers have changed things. Even in the worship, back when we went to church, back then we had to go an hour or so before time for church in order to get a seat in the house and be to where we could hear what was said and going on. And now we can go any time that we want to, that the churches, that worship service are there, and get a seat about anywhere we wanted to. Back then, the house would be full by the time a preacher got around to preaching. And when I say full, I mean all the seats filled, and there wouldn't be standing room. And there would even be people, if it was summertime and weather fit, they would be standing outside at the windows to hear the gospel preached. And today, like I said, we can go any time we want to and hear the preacher preach and sit anywhere in the house we want to sit and think nothing about it, take it all for granted. The transportation system has changed tremendously in the last 50 years. The first car I ever remember my father having was a 34 model DeSoto called a Roadster, which was a cloth top and had the rumble seat in the back of it. And if a person had a car like that today, it would be probably priceless. Then later on, he traded for an A model Ford, which was a 31 model A model Ford, which was his next transportation. And it got a little better gas mileage than the DeSoto did. Then a little later, he traded for a Pontiac. And we drove a Pontiac for quite a while. And then he got a Plymouth. Then another Pontiac. And then at the time he died in 1981, he was driving a Ford Fairlane that he had had for several years. And the transportation has changed tremendously, because back when I was young, There wasn't any paved roads in the area. And if you were running 30 miles an hour, that was just believed to be flying on the kind of roads that we had and the kind of bridges we had to go over and all. And when the water would get up, well, they'd get up all over the roads and hardly anybody could get anywhere. And nowadays, we can go just about anywhere we want to go anytime we want to on the high-tech roads and things that we have in this day and time. And as I said, the speed was around 30 miles an hour and you was flying at 40, and nowadays, you know, people run too fast to even think about it. 70, 80, maybe even 100 miles an hour and not think a thing about it. Then you can be sitting here in Alabama in the morning and then be in California before bedtime if you crawl on one of the jets and take off. So time has really changed. The trip to California used to be a several weeks trip to California and back. And now it would be possible for a person to fly out one day and come back the next, I suppose. So things have really changed, some for the betterment and some for the worse. People in our community are still fairly closely knitted people. If a neighbor needs help, we help them. This is good, and that was good back then. I remember people getting sick in the community. One man got bit by a spider plowing his cotton and stayed sick the whole summer. And that fall, all the neighbors went in and gathered his crop for him and took it to gin and got it gin and seen about it and didn't charge him any money at all. So we hope we've got people that could do things such as that today. But we don't see a lot of people going out that far to help people this day and time, seemingly. But time goes on, and we have to move up with it. Our bathroom facility is another thing. When I was very small, my dad built us a little building out back and put a heater in it that had a coil in it to where you could run the water through into a 30-gallon tank, and we'd build a fire in that heater and let it get good and hot and get us 30 gallons of water, and then all the members of the family, which was four, could take a good hot bath. Before that, we had the wash tub that you had to heat the water on the stove or in the wash pot one to take your bath in. Now I live in a double wide that has two good bathrooms, and then my wife can watch television till bedtime, and she can go to one bathroom, take her bath before she goes to bed, and me the other one. And just in a matter of minutes, we can be clean and be in bed and be ready for sleep. Which, back then, there just wasn't any such as that going on, because you usually had one wash tub, and everybody had to go through the wash tub if they took a bath before they went to bed. And back then, they had the saying about everybody get their bath on Saturday night, and that was sort of the way it went, about one bath a week or maybe two or three if it was summertime. And lots of times the men folks would always go to the creek and take their bath if we were plowing or working in the fields, hoeing and chopping cotton and thinning corn and things like that. We'd go to the rivers and streams and take our bath. And here for the last few years have been polluted too bad to do that, but now we're hoping that they're cleaning up some and they're getting better. But anyway, things have changed a lot in the last few years, the last 50 years, and we hope that if they change more in the future, that things will be better for everybody concerned, and that if we want to prosper and do well, we need to get America back to God and be a Christian nation once again. And in closing, I must say, put God and Christ first in our life, and then all our problems will be a lot easier solved. And thank you for the privilege of speaking.